Blog Talk Radio.
Hello. Hello once again. This is Jeremy. Welcome to Genevieve's Gym. This radio show is dealing with God's Word from a Christian, a trans, and a queer perspective. And how are you today? I'm sorry that I wasn't with you in the past few weeks because my spouse and I were dealing with some health issues. I spent an overnight in the hospital, something done to my heart. But I'm feeling much better now, and my spouse is doing well also. So it's going to be a great day. Thank you very much for your prayers. Today's lesson, I'd like to take you from the 13th chapter of Matthew. Parable of the Mustard Seed. And the title of my show today is Faith. Okay, it's Matthew chapter 13, verses 31 and 32. He put before them another parable. The kingdom of heaven is like a mustard seed. Someone took and sowed in a field. It is the smallest of all seeds, but when it is grown, it is the greatest of shrubs and becomes a tree, so that the birds in the air come and make nests in its branches. I titled this lesson Faith because it's one subject we talk about quite rather often. I know as a young Christian, when I first asked Christ to be in my life, faith. And as time went on, sometimes when you run into struggle, I heard some well-meaning people, well, you don't have enough faith. Well, how much is enough? Have some of you ever seen the size of the mustard seed? It's the smallest of all seeds. And when you hold it in your hand, you don't think, well, what's going to grow out of this so small? And well, here's the smallest of all the seeds, and then the next thing you know, it's grown, and it's a tree, and even the birds can come and make their nest in the ground. Now, even if you have just a little bit of faith, even the faith of a mustard seed is pretty small, it's enough. Here's the amount of faith that you have. It's like you have it. It's there. I'm reminded that, a lot of things don't start out, don't start out great. I'm a big sports enthusiast. When you have a new coach comes, he comes to a place where he hasn't won, never won, and he's coming out with everything he knows, and he has faith that he will get better. And then, little by little, the team gets better. He plants seeds and tells what his idea is. He shares what he envisions, and then he works to get the good people in the places and the things that he needs in order to succeed. And then after a while, he finds success. Now the mustard seed, in order for a seed to grow, it's got to have the right, soil, got to be in the right soil. The soil has to be a plenty of nutrients to have to grow. The seed has to die first. It's right with anything. You know, when something starts anew, the old has to die. The old has to die out. But after a while, you start seeing it come out of the soil, and then it continues growing, you know, sun and the rain and everything, until this great little, this little mustard seed becomes a tree. Now, faith is like that. Faith grows. And the more you exercise faith, the more it grows. I mentioned earlier, it's not the amount of faith that you have. It's the thing that, it's the idea that you have faith. I've had times in my life when my faith was very small, but it was faith nevertheless. So I trusted God. I trusted God to see this through, see whatever was going on. Now, I know of people who have kept going because some say dreams, okay, called some say dreams, okay, that's fine. But also with faith, you know, sometimes you can see a step in front of you, but you may not see the whole thing. Dr. Martin Luther King said that. Take the first step, even though you may not see the whole spirit clear. And that's the way this is. Faith is. You step out in faith. You may not see the whole thing at the moment, but as you proceed further, you know, God will bring you to the place where those things that you need or the things that he thinks you need, you know, he'll give it to you. Why? Because you're at a point now that you can handle much more. The thing with faith is it keeps you. Also, another thing about faith is it keeps you going. You know, you move forward. You know, if you have the faith in God that he'll do something, you'll do whatever it is to make that possible. You know, you pray. You know, you do whatever you have to do. And then God will take care of the rest. I believe that a lot of people would say, you know, a lot of people in the Holocaust, many of our Jewish brothers and sisters, I believe a lot of them survived because they had faith in things that they could see liberation. I do believe that with all my heart. And we can all, you know, and we can all take solace that there are many people who have the faith that they believe God would do that, that God would do what he said. They believe that things would get better. How many mothers are afraid that their children would be unsafe? How many mothers back who were slaves believe that their lives of their children would get better? I think maybe some of you heard it called praying mothers and praying grandmothers, and it's true. I've had a number of people talk to me about them, their mother prayed for them, their grandmother prayed for them, or their grandparents or their parents prayed for them. The one thing about sharing God's word is you plant a seed, the seed is planted. It's like that mustard seed. The seed's planted. Now nothing's going to grow if you don't plant anything there. But when the seed's planted, it's there. You know, in its own time, it'll die. You know, in its own time, it'll start to bring the little buds up to the surface. In time, it'll grow inside the person. And in his own time, that person will become like a tree. No. Blossom. People will notice change in them. people will ask, and then people will ask, why is it you have such peace in this troubled world? Because you have the one who's a Prince of Peace. That's Jesus. Now, I worked on a farm for a couple of years. Planted all kinds of seeds. Corn, strawberries. We had apple orchards, plums, everything. But those plums, those trees and bushes, they started as plants. They started as seeds. Now, I don't know how long each one of them grows and how long it takes, but they all started with seeds, and eventually they grew. And eventually they became strawberries, or plums, or apples. Now, when a farmer plants all his crops and seeds and everything, he has the faith that it will have a bountiful crop. Isn't that what Jesus did with his disciples? He had the faith. He knew that he was about to struggle. He knew they were going to make mistakes. They were going to stumble. But he had faith in them that they would blossom, just like this mustard seed. Have you ever thought that maybe that mustard seed of you will blossom in time if it hasn't already? And you think of that person who had faith in you, even though you were far from where you needed to be. I know as a personal trans experience, some people had that faith in me and the faith that I would blossom. And some of you that have transition, there may be somebody looking at you and seeing that you're living a life. It may be that faith, that tiny bit of faith that they have, that little mustard seed, it's enough to push them forward and move them ahead. And this is what God asks for all of us. The smallest of seeds, and it goes into a tree. And this is Genevieve, and I thank you for being with me once again, and happy to be back with you once again. And I'm looking forward to getting together with you on our next episode of Genevieve's Journey. Thank you. God bless you, and have a wonderful day.